You want to achieve great things? You want to reach the next level? Well, so does every other entrepreneur. You know what that means? You have to take every competitive advantage possible. Welcome to Let's Talk Business, the show where we're going to show you how to create this competitive advantage by being more productive and sharing the secrets of the world's top performers. I'm your host, Kenny Aronson, and I think it's time to get down to business. Creativity. That's one of the most important parts of your mind. It allows you to come up with new, powerful ideas that can change your life and change the world. Today, I'm joined by my new friend, Sanghamitra Dasgupta. She is a freelance illustrator. She also runs a blog called The Speakers of Mind, and she knows creativity better than most. In today's episode, we're going to go in depth into topics such as creativity, the meaning of life, and education. I'm very excited to bring you this episode today, and I really hope that you find a lot of value out of it. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce my new friend, Sanghamitra. Hey, how are you doing today, Sanghamitra?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, I can't complain. It's been a pretty good day so far, and I am very, very excited to talk to you today about creativity, the meaning of life, and a whole bunch of other topics.
Yeah, same here. I was also very excited, and I wish everybody the very first day of the last month of this year.
Oh, wow.
Today's 1st December, and I'm very much excited for that. Today's 2nd, I think.
So yeah. Over here is the second day
of the last month.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but it seems that the time for this year has really, really been flying by. But it's been a pretty good year so far, and I hope that we can make next year even better.
Yeah, it has been a very much wonderful year for me. Like, so many work, so many projects, and I have launched my vlog, my YouTube channel, and all the things. So yeah, it was a very good year for me.
That is awesome. It sounds like you've been really, really busy, and that's great. It sounds like you're doing some really cool things in the world. So I want to start off with just a really basic question for my mm-hmm. podcast. I always start off with the same question, and it just goes like this. Why don't you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself and what you're up to in this huge, amazing world?
Okay, so I am Sanghamitra Dasgupta, an illustrator and artist who is working since like 26 years, because I started my drawing and illustrations at the age of 5. From the age of 4, actually, basically, I started like studying all the things. And from the age of 5 and 6, I did some of the sketches for local magazines, school magazines, and all the things.
Oh, wow.
So in the between time, I just got disconnected from the work because of the studies. And when I finished my master's, I did 2 masters, one in philosophy and one in mass comm and journalism. So once I finished my master's in philosophy, I just got an admission with the APTIC, because they have a huge amount of in the professional field of education and all the things. So I learned illustration a very much advanced stage, because before that I already did the handmade. There are too many things types, that is digital and handmade drawing. So before joining APTIC, I did the hand drawing. And after joining APTIC, I started doing the digital drawing. And I also did work with some of the companies, some of the magazines, some of the Indian magazines, some of the outside of India. And now I am here working with 2 most greatest publishers from USA. And some of my authors are from New Zealand. One is from Israel. And yeah, I also launched my my vlog channel, and I am an Obama fellow. I had done my summer fellowship and spring fellowship from Obama Foundation. I do some videos to inspire the people for our community, and I also do some educational program also.
Okay, that's awesome. It sounds like you're up to a ton in this world, and I'm curious, what are your goals for the future? What are some dreams that are driving you forward?
Because if you can check my Facebook page, I am currently like on one of the most searching illustrator from the Amazon, the book. My position is currently now 2. So I want to see myself at the top one. And I have some goals, because I believe for the views of the Obama Foundations. So I always try to make some influenced videos for the kids, for the upcoming social things, like to help the old age, to put some educational details. And if you go through my vlog channel in my YouTube and also my vlog page, you can see I have put some of the topics, some of the interesting topics, how to make happy others, how to behave with others, how to like be a very much creative person also, because I believe the kids of today, they are the futures of the tomorrow. So if we can do the very much educational thing, very much inspirational thing, that can be most productive way to make a great future of ours.
Okay, great. And I certainly agree. I think that, you know, education and creativity is so important, you know, for young people, for adults, for everyone. And I mm-hmm. think that I kind of know the answer for this, but I'm curious about a couple more details. And I'm just mm-hmm. wondering, how important is creativity to you?
Because as you know, I started my illustration from the age of 5. So for me, every day is a new day to learn something. Because whenever I see some watermarks in case not the watermarks on the pictures or something, if you spill water on the floor and you can see there are some water splashes, if you can do that, you can see that. But I always think about a human figure of that. I always think something creativity in every object. Like if you can see a bottle, how you can make this bottle and an object and make it like a living thing. We can do like living creatures illustration, like a bottle, the milk bottle. Suppose you are taking a milk bottle to like, there are some kids who didn't like to drink milk. You know that, because kids are off very much like that. So if I can make a milk bottle with some human figures are very much like cartoonish and put them in front of them, like, hey, this is your new friend. So if you can drink milk, they are gonna be your best friend. So for me, like, creativity is in everything that we can use for ourselves.
Okay, thank you. I think that you're totally right, and that's a really interesting thing way to look at things, especially as an illustrator, because you get to, you know, infuse creativity into mm-hmm. every single illustration that you make. And I really like what you said about the water splashing on the floor, because one of the principles that I teach, you know, in my podcast and the materials that I create is association. So mm-hmm. when you look at details in the world, you think about, what does that remind you of, or what ideas that does that give to you? Like when I look at the way that the light reflects off of my water bottle that I'm looking at, you know, I'm thinking mm-hmm. about, where have I seen something similar, or what new ideas can I come up with from that? And I want to branch this over to something that I think will help the audience a little bit. And I'm curious, what are some tips that you can give for people who would like to be a little bit more creative?
Yes, because every day when I wake up and I started my working, I always meet in new people in the groups in Facebook, like children's book illustrator pages and all the things. And I saw their work. There are some fellow illustrators who are very much good in the field. And I saw their work, and I always try to learn some techniques from them also and use them with my techniques so that I can make my illustrations much more better. I believe every day should be a new study day for you. If you stop your studying, then you can't do anything new creative.
Okay, wonderful. I certainly agree with you in saying that, you know, every day is an opportunity to learn something new and study. Mm-hmm. Do you have any specific tips for, you know, maybe how to make sure that you're learning just at least a little bit every single day?
Yes, because whenever I check some of my fellow illustrators' work, I always try to think how they are doing this one. What are the techniques? Oh, that shadowy part is very much, the color combination is very good. How can I try this one in my work? And I always do a rough concept and mix up with my concept and to my fellow author's concept and try to, okay, this can work. Okay, so that I can do that. So every day is a new day for me to learn something new and try to make it my own and create a new one.
Okay, wonderful. I really love the way that you kind of express your curiosity. So you're asking questions about the work that you're observing, and another one of the tenets that I teach with the Da Vinci mindset is that the basis for all the learning processes that humans go through, it starts with curiosity and it starts with questions. So what are some of these techniques that you've learned? I'm curious, from observing other people's work.
Yes, that I believe that every day should be your study day, as I already told you. That's why I always try to inspire people, and I was a teacher also last year. So yeah, I have some contacts with my kids, I mean my school kids, and they always try to ask me, ma'am, what should we do, ma'am, what can I do, what we? So last 2 days back, I got a message from one of the students, and he said to me that, ma'am, you are very much inspirational to us. So that sentence, that is like the best sentence for me of that day, because if you are an inspiration to some other kid who are like doing the great thing and who are trying to achieve that mark, so if we can do that, then everybody can do that.
Okay, wonderful. I really think it's awesome to hear that, you know, kids are looking up to you and you know they're telling you that you're inspiring, and I bet that is certainly an amazing feeling for anyone out there. You know, that should be one of their greatest goals. And I want to talk a little bit more about creativity. And from your perspective, how do you think that creativity might help people to accomplish more in life? So accomplish their goals or their dreams?
I believe creativity is not only with the illustrations. Creativity is also with the inspirational videos and inspirational speech, vlogs, etc. That's why I just not make myself bound in the illustration field. I already told you that I have launched my vlog page. I have launched my vlog channel, where I always try to inspire people by giving inspirational speeches about the society, about how they can improve themselves. Because if we can look our outside, our world, there are so many problems that people are having and they are facing. So if our one inspirational speech can help them to overcome their problem and start their own life in a new way, and think that is also a very much, I think that is also a very much another way of like being active in this field.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm curious, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the content on your vlog? Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Yeah, that my vlog always, if you can go with my vlog channel, I mean not the YouTube one, the vlog part, can always see some of the inspirational topics that I always try to make, like how to help the old age people, how to help those people who are homeless and who are living on the streets, especially in the winter session, how to make your kids like more studious and more active in a way, how to make those kids sent to school to learn and have the education what they need for their future. So it is like a way from my side to inspire people and to inspire this community of our side.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm curious, what are some things that we can do to help more people? So either help the old aged people or homeless people that sometimes we might see on the streets. What are some things that we can do to start helping them more?
I always try to inspire them to ask, like, suppose you are going to spend 10 bucks or 20 bucks a day, suppose. So if you can like minimize your spending, like minimize it to 8 bucks, so you are going to save this 2 bucks, and if you are going to save this 2 bucks on each and every day, at the end of the month you are going to having a lot of money, and you can spend it on the homeless people who are on the street, especially in the winter session. You can buy them foods, you can buy them warm clothes like sweater or jackets or whatever you can. So on this way you can help only one people, and if you are doing this, inspire another one to do or help another people. So it is like a chain, a helping chain, to inspire one people to another, and this way this can be possible.
Okay, that's awesome. And I just want to talk about one of the things that I'm doing for my business is, you know, as I move forward and hopefully start getting some sales, I want to make sure that I put some of that money into, you know, helping, you know, the less fortunate. And do you have any tips for how I might be able to better do that?
I think if you are in US, and I am an Obama fellow, so I always have to go with the Obama Foundation because they are doing an awesome job. And I am an Obama fellow, so I can proudly say that. And yes, you can do that with them. And if you are going to your local neighborhood in the night, especially in the winter vacation, you can buy some foods for them. Those who can see they are on living on the streets, and you can buy some warm clothes. You can give them your one smile, your one help can make their day. So imagine, I always said in my vlogs that if you can't imagine their life, just make yourself and put yourself down on the streets on one winter night, and you can feel their pain, what they are going through. So that can help you to understand their pain and started help them.
Yeah, I think it's very important for, you know, especially people who, you know, who are in business or just people who want to make a difference. You got to make sure that you're putting your money and the resources that you have to work. And that's something that I'm definitely very passionate about, and, you know, something I want to focus a lot more on in the future. And mm-hmm. when I was doing a little bit of research about you, I know that you focus a lot on, you know, helping those in need with your vlog and inspiring people. And one of the topics that I came across is the purpose of life and spirituality. So I'm curious, yes. So I want to start off this segment with, what do you think is the purpose of life?
I think the purpose of life should be like being happy and make other people happy. Whether it could be your family, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband or wife, or your surroundings, your kids, and especially live for your community. Do the best you can do and make yourself happy as well as your community happy and proud of yourself.
Okay, wonderful. I really like that. And what are some things that you think we can do to, you know, hopefully spread more happiness to ourselves, our families, and our communities?
Like, start your day, and whenever you are going out, whomever you are going to meet, just greet them with a smile and ask them, I hope you are having a great day and are you okay or something. Your one gesture can make them feel like, okay, somebody is behind me who can take care about me. Okay? And this is, I think being a nice gesture is the biggest thing.
Okay, great.
We should do this. Each and everybody should do this, because nowadays I can see that people are very much selfish. They only see their intuition, their work, and their things, but they never ask about others. Like, okay, how are you? How is life going? Your one question can make their day, make their life a better one.
You've got a great point, and I can certainly say that, you know, the power of just a simple smile, you mm-hmm. know, it can't be understated. You know, you can definitely make someone's day. And one of the important things that I've always heard about, you know, happiness and spreading positivity is gratitude. Do you have any thoughts or habits for gratitude?
Basically, though I am an illustrator and I work from my home, I believe like whatever I am doing, like creating children's book and with the great storyline, and that can inspire the kids to like how to be good and how to do the good things in the world, in their own community and all the things. And as well as I am very much believable that only if one person is gonna see my vlogs, gonna read my vlogs, I can inspire them, and hopefully they can inspire the other people. So yes, I'm just finger crossed on all my things right now.
Okay, wonderful. I love that. I think that, you know, children, especially at a very young age, they're very impressionable. And I really love what you're doing with your illustrations. And I think it's a great thing for you to do in the world, because, you know, I certainly agree with what you said, that a lot of people out there are self-centered. And I'm sure that, you know, some people fall into that trap sometimes. And how do you think that people can start getting out of that trap where they might be self-centered, and maybe they want to, you know, start being a little bit less self-centered and providing more to other people? Do you have any tips for how to get out of that?
I think the main thing should be you should stop yourself from being so much selfish. Being selfish is the most hard thing of this world right now, because if you are like, whenever I see a video or something, I see there are some people who are very much helpful or something, but there are some other people also, when they see a people who is in very much bad need on the road, and they just look away and they are crossing their way. So I think the best part should be stop being selfish, being selfless, and help others.
I certainly agree. I think that, you know, the world needs a lot more of that, and I really love that message. And I think the best way to really teach that and inspire others is to be the example. So that's certainly something that I really want to do. And, you know, are there any specific like activities or foundations that you might recommend people to go through? I know we already talked a little bit about the Obama mm-hmm. Foundation, but are there any others?
Actually, I wrote my first book, Mac, which is also a topic of bullying. And we know in the high schools or wherever, kids got bullied. Okay, so from my first book, I tried to give that message that don't bully a kid who is weaker than you. Try to be a friend of that kid and help them out, come of their shell and be a good human being and be a good friend of yours. So I tried to like do something creative things, creative drawings. And I also tried to make some like concept art on basis of that how to be a good friend, how to not being a bully, how to like avoid bad things. So yeah, that is my way of making this world a great place to live.
Okay, that's awesome. And I'm curious, how many books have you written?
I have written my own books. There are four this year. And total, if you are going to ask me the total number, currently there are 12 books. Those are out. And right now I'm working on 8 books simultaneously, side by side.
Oh, wow. You've got a lot of books in the pipeline. That's awesome.
Yeah. Actually, 4 books from a publisher and 4 books from different individual authors.
That's very, very impressive. And for anyone out there who might be interested in getting into being an author or writing their own books, do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, I think being an author, you should read a lot of books. A lot of, like, if you are a children's book author, you should be able to understand their mind, thoughts, their situations, and read a lot of books on those situations. Like, if you are going to write a book on friendship, just think how they, like, what the age group you are targeting, and at that age group, how kids behave, how kids are meet and greet with their friends. So it should be very much easy for you if you are gonna research about the age group and those age group books. So yeah, that is my way of instructions to all those aspiring authors.
Okay, wonderful. I certainly agree with you in saying that reading a ton of books in the topic certainly helps, because over the past year I've read a ton of nonfiction books, and I just recently I've been working on a book called How to Study for School and Not Hate It, and it's certainly helped a lot just to get in the flow of things and make sure that people really understand and relate to your message. And, you know, I really think that for anyone out there who wants to write a book, you know, just start reading
more.
Yeah.
I must add, because I was a very much huge comic book fan, and especially Superman. So I recently did a book with my author Latoya, and the book is called Super Zahara. That is also a superhero comic of a supergirl from New York. And I was very much enjoyed to doing the book, because it is a superhero, and also like the character is somehow the female version of Superman. So yeah, that's why I asked you that read a lot of books and all the ages which you are going to target. So that will help you more.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. And I want to throw this conversation back to when we were talking about your illustration career. If there's anyone out there who might be looking into get into a similar field, do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, try to go with a lot of practice. If you are new in this field, try to do more and more practice, more and more concept, and more and more character drawing, and make a great portfolio of yours. Because when a person who is looking for an illustrator, they always try to go with your portfolio and your rates. So after that, you can get the work. So it is very much important for you to do and create more and more works and create a best portfolio for your job.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. I think that'll definitely help anyone out there who is interested in getting to the illustrator field. And, you know, if you have any questions for me or Sangrita, then, you know, you can go ahead and let me know, and I will forward that question to either me or her. And, you know, we'll see how we can help you the best. And I think this is a good time to just take a a really, really quick commercial break, and we'll be back in just a second. All right, everyone, welcome back to the Da Vinci Mindset Podcast. We're about to start the second half of this show, and I think that we've had a powerful conversation so far where we've talked about creativity, illustration, authorship, and the meaning of life. So I want to dive right back into what we were talking about before, and I want to just lead into just a simple question, and it goes like this. How do you think that people can find a purpose in their life? How do you think they can find their purpose in life?
I think if people can go in their work, daily work, and let them think what they are going to do. Is that okay that they are happy with it, or they are going to do something more that can make them happy? If that is the second point they are having like this, that they are not happy with their work and they want to do something more different and something more creative, then that is the main point. They can do a creative thing in their world, in their work, in their daily life. So if you are okay with your daily life, then there is nothing in their life that is nothing to do, nothing creative, anything. If you are not happy with your work, if you're not happy with the things you are doing, start doing a creative life of yours. And trust me, that will make you happy and more creative day by day.
Okay, wonderful. And I know that there's a lot of people, like at least over here in the US, where they do these jobs, you know, the 95 for 40 years. And a lot of them, you know, they aren't satisfied with it. And for someone who might be in this position where they might not know what would really fulfill them more, do you have any tips for how they might, you know, really, really find that if they're like completely lost with what they might do?
I think if you're lost, what are you doing in right now? You should need a break first and think yourself what you want to do in your life in the future and make a list and try to make a final choice of yours. Just trust me, this can help you. Just take a break, make a chart of your wanna be to do the list and make a choice of one and start doing that thing. Trust me, this will work. So the first thing should be like take a break from your job which you are doing right now.
Okay, wonderful. I really like that suggestion. I think that, you know, when people are, you know, they get into a routine, especially after, you know, a couple mm-hmm. of decades in the same job, it takes time to get over that. So yes. I certainly agree with you in saying that, you know, you got to take a break. But I'm sure mm-hmm. that there when some people they start this break, then they start going crazy. Maybe they have to like relapse back into what they were doing before. Do you have any advice for how they might be able to avoid that so that they're successful in doing this?
I think everybody should be more creative in their way. Everybody, each and person, if he or she is a banker, if she or she is an officer or whatever the job they are doing, they should be creative in that field. And if you are not happy, as I already told you, you should start your own thing, which can make you happy. I have seen some people who are doing, like one of my friend who is already in your show, I think Ricky Shetty, was a banker first. And now he is a daddy blogger, podcast owner, and he is traveling the world. That makes him more happy. So yes, I think do the things which make you happy and which make you more creative. Stop doing that which you don't want to like, do, but you are having to do and you are like helpless, feeling helpless in that.
Okay, thank you so much. I love that answer. There's just, well, what I think is amazing about the world today is, you know, there's so much opportunity. So, you know, you can travel the world and, you know, run your business and live the life you want to live. And I think that's truly amazing. But unfortunately, so many people who have been mm-hmm. doing the same thing for so many years, they're mm-hmm. blind to all the opportunities out there. And I think it's unfortunate. And I do think that, you know, that's a place where, you know, people like...
Yeah, I know. There are some people who are like trying to achieve their dreams and to do their things they want to do. And they having a failure situation and all the things. But trust me, if you are failure in your dream, if you are failure in doing the things which you want to do, don't get demotivated. Start motivate yourself more to do more things you want. Yes, I also face some bad times. I also face sometimes I thought, okay, I should leave this line. I mean, this illustration field and all the things. I should do other things. But no, I make myself steady in this field and this works for me. So stop being a child. Stop being doing those childish things. When you are facing some bad times, you are facing some failure positions in your work, and start doing, like, be motivated from your failure. Okay, I got failure from this point. I will start do some more work, more fun, some more hard work, and that will help me to achieve more. I think this mindset will help them to rise again.
I certainly agree with you. And I think that one of the most important things for people out there, especially if you're trying to go for your dreams, you know, you always have to make sure that you have a growth mindset, because everyone, they go through failures, they go through mistakes, and, you know, you either, you know, allow it to push you down and you mope about the past, or you grow from it. You learn from it. And that's one of the big things that I respect about you saying, Hametra, is that you're learning every single day about your craft. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that people, they get bored with what they're doing is because they're not learning and growing. So they get into the routine of things, because they're, I really respect what you're doing, in that you're observing what other people are doing and you're asking questions. So you're allowing yourself to learn.
Like if a person is going to office in the morning, you can come back in the evening and start doing yourself some more creative things, no? Like writing a blog, writing some book, or doing some creative things to make yourself like very much fresh and best in your field. I think that can help you, like shifting your routine to some creative things, and that will help you out.
I certainly agree. Like the creative outlet allows you to, you know, see a different perspective of what you're doing. And, you know, that does allow you to keep learning and growing. But even if you're like, you've been in the same office job for maybe 20 years, you know, it's probably true that a long time ago you stopped learning and growing about the job. But if you start asking questions about what you do every single day and you're looking for opportunities to learn and grow, that can really, you know, satisfy some of the needs of your mind, so that it doesn't drive you crazy and so that you get satisfaction with your job. So I think that is something powerful that a lot of people can do. And one of the things that we talked about a couple of minutes ago is just the enormous opportunities that are present in the world today. And I'm curious, what do you think are some of the best opportunities available today for people to go for?
I think the best opportunity to be like more creative yourself, and like you can do anything creative in your life, like starting a vlog, starting your own vlog channel, writing books, doing creative arts, being creative way of like, I can see that there are some official people who are also being creative in their work. Like they can do singing, they can do dancing, they can do anything. They also start participate in those programs like America's Got Talent and all the things. So I think you can put your daily routine with your creativity thing, like creativity thing plus your daily routine. That will make your life much more better in this world right now.
Okay, great. I really like that idea, as a creativity routine plus your daily routine. And I'm going to write that down really quickly. I think that'll be something that a lot of listeners will benefit from. And I'm curious, what would be an example of a creativity routine that you would practice every day?
Okay, so for me, like, I am an illustrator, you know, but I also love to like do some singing, like in Indian music. Like, I'm not such a bathroom singer or something, but I can sometimes sing and all the things. But that will make my mind so much fresh. Like, if you are doing some things, like whenever I draw new illustrations, I always try to listen a new song and like sing that or humming that. So that will make my work much more easier than the other day. So yes, I try to use my daily routine and my other things matched up, and that will make a new bit of work for me.
Okay, wonderful. I really love that. I think that it's good to, you know, mix up your creative routine. Like, one of the things that I really want to do is I want to start, you know, learning and playing the piano. The first thing I got to do, though, is, you know, I got to get a keyboard or a piano, and that's something that I definitely look forward to. And I can relate to what you said about singing. That's something that I've done a lot in the past. Like, you know, it might be in the car or outside or just, you know,
You can use like sports as well. Like I'm a huge fan of tennis and cricket. Whenever I go out and I saw some kids, they are playing. So I started like playing with them, and that the 10 minutes, if you are going to play with the 10 minutes with them, that will also help you to refresh your mind and make your mind more much active to think new things.
I love tennis. I just have to throw that out there. That's one of my favorite sports. I think it's a ton of fun. And, you know, unfortunately, like the school that I went to, you know, we didn't have a tennis team or anything like that, but I still played sometimes. I think it's just something fun to do. And I think you're right in saying that.
You can try this one. Suppose you have gone a hectic day and you are going out and you see some kids, they are playing tennis. Try to play with them at least 10 to 15 minutes. Sorry.
I was going to say that's a long time.
10 to 15 minutes. And after that, you can see yourself the change. Your mind gonna refresh. Trust me, try this and you will tell me that, yes, it works.
Okay, I'll definitely do that. And I haven't played tennis in a few months, so I know that I need to, you know, get back to it. Luckily, we have a tennis court in our town, so I'm going to have to stroll by there. And whenever I see anyone playing, then I'll definitely make a point to join them. So we've been talking a lot about, you know, finding your meaning in life. And I think that an important part of that is your spirituality. So what are some things that you think we can do to hopefully be a little bit more spiritual?
Being active with God, like every day you woke up and you like thank your God first, give you a great day, a great night for the yesterday one. You can start your day, and that will help you like pretty much in a positive. You can start your day with a positive thought with that. I think so. You start your day by praising the God, and with His blessing, you can start your day much more active and much more positively. I think so.
Okay, great. I think that, you know, expressing thankfulness or gratitude is a very, very powerful way to start your day, because, you know, a lot of people, if they don't do that, sometimes they'll start off their day with a negative mindset, and this affects their entire day. So they're not as productive, they're not as happy, and they don't feel as accomplished or fulfilled. And I think that gratitude and thankfulness is a very, very powerful way to start your day. And, you know, if you're not doing this right now, what are some tips you can give for people to, you know, start getting into that? To that habit of expressing that.
I think if you are not going to start your day by praising God, you can, as I already told you can help a man. I believe God is in every person. So if you are going to help a person who is like in very much need of that, you are serving your God. And by helping people, you are already serving your God. So that, I think there's nothing much more beyond this one to praise and to show your gratitude towards our God.
Okay, wonderful. I really like that. I think one of the central themes that we have for this episode is, you know, always making sure that you're helping others. And, you know, this has a benefit, you know, for the other person that you're helping and for yourself, because one of the best things that you can do for your mindset, your happiness, and your fulfillment is to really help others. So I think that for people who are, you know, in a negative state of mind or they're unhappy, you know, maybe the problem is that you're not helping enough people. So if you try that out, you can make a huge benefit for yourself. And
if you are helping only a single person a day, that is enough, because you are helping one person, and by showing that, you are encouraging another person and who is also helping another one. So that is a chain. So I always try to, like, as I already told you, like creating illustrations which will help the kids to understand the meaning of life and meaning of things. Also, I try to help the older ones with my inspirational vlogs and videos. So, this is my small try to make a big difference in this world.
That's amazing. I really love that. And, you know, I'm trying to do something similar in that, you know, I really, really want to help people understand the amazing potential that they have, you know, in their mind and what they're capable of, the enormous impact that they could possibly make in the world, because I found that the thing that holds people back from accomplishing great things, whether, you know, it's in their learning, their education, or just their career. You know, it's their own mind, their own limiting beliefs. So do you have any advice or thoughts on how people can get over these limiting beliefs?
I think there should be no belief which has a limit. I think we always keep your mind fresh. And I also don't believe in this black magic and all the things, because that is a bullshit for me. Sorry for using that word, but that is a very bad thing for me. Yeah, I believe in ghosts, and that's why I sometimes like watch those ghost adventures and all the things on YouTube. But I don't believe in this superstition things, because for me, I have already heard some people, okay, you did that wrong, that's why you're not getting your dream job, or that's why you are not getting. No, that is not the thing. If you are working hard, if you are very much behind your dream, you will one day achieve that. And if you're not achieving that, try to make it more creative way. Like, if you are not going to find a job for you, you can start your creative mind and start your new business. And one day you can succeed and would be on the top. So yeah, I can say that never believe on those superstitious things and all the things. Create yourself in a new way, so that one day people will say, yeah, that is the person who never believe on superstitions and make a huge difference in his or her life.
Okay, wonderful. I certainly agree with you. You know, any achievement or goal, you know, it's all in your hands and in your mind. So if you want to achieve that, you know, you gotta first have the desire and the belief in yourself. Then you gotta really take action on that goal and desire so that you can achieve it. And you know, that's the only way that you're going to really achieve great things and make a powerful impact on the world. And that's something that I firmly believe in, because it's not gonna be, you know, any other outside force that's going to, you know, help you to achieve that. You know, it's all in your hands, and I certainly agree with you in saying that.
Yes. I also don't believe in those superstition and all the things. Mm-hmm. Do this, do that, and you will get succeed. No, that is not the way.
I totally agree with you 100%. And we've talked a lot about, you know, how you've always been learning as in your career as an illustrator. And you know, I think I already kind of know the answer to this, and we've already discussed it, but I just want to reiterate on the point. I'm just curious, how important has learning and growth been to you in your career and your life?
For me, illustration is my life. Like, it is from my morning to night. And for me, it is to create a new thing, a new day. And I already said that in my profile, 26 years in the illustration field and still creating a new thing every day, because I always try to learn and create a new way, and it is my life. Beside this illustration, I can't imagine my life, basically.
Okay, wonderful. I think that there's, you know, that's the thing that really I found drives many people forward in their career, especially over a very long period of time. It's the fact that they're learning every single day.
That's why I also work on Sundays, because I don't like to take a break or something. I like to be in my system and try to do a work with the person with whom I am working with the book and all the things.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I definitely agree with you. You know, I work on Sundays as well. I think that if you have to take a break or a vacation from the job that you're doing, then I think that, you know, that's something that you don't really love. And maybe that's a sign that you should, you know, pick something else to, you know, move you forward in life. Of course, some people, they need a break every now and then. But, you know, I think that's important to have fulfillment. And do you have any tips for how people might get more fulfillment out of their career or job?
If they are in other jobs and they want to do any other things, like if a person who is in official job, but they want to create their own business, why don't you create your own startup? Like, not investing so much money, but you can start your own startup, like with the things you want to do. And if a person who is in the other field and want to be a YouTube vlogger, so just grab your camera and start vlogging and upload your videos and make the videos and all the things and advertise them so people can see more. And after that, you can be a famous YouTube vlogger like as much as the other people who are in today. So yeah, I think You need only your intention and your inspiration most, and you can do anything you want to achieve.
Okay, wonderful. I think the most important thing that, you know, I got out of your message and that I've heard so many times, something that I talk about as well, is to, you know, just do it and start taking action, because the sooner that you can take action, the more likely it is for you to be successful. And yes. So I want to, you know, talk a little bit more about, you know, you've done a lot of work with your illustrations and the books you've created with education and teaching kids and just, you know, with the overall learning process. And I'm curious, what do you think is the future of education as we move forward?
I think the future of education must be, okay, there are subjects which need to be studied like geography, history, social science, maths, English, whatever. But at the same time, you need educate your kids like how to be a good human, because you know what are the situations of our current world. There are some like bad things. You don't want to make the names. They're bad things, but I want to make, especially for the boys or the girls, to make them understand that don't be a stupid mind in this world. Be a leader, be a very much good human who can help. Don't like be a killer or murderer or something else that will make ruin your work and your reputation as well as your life. And I think that is very much important as well as the other education.
Okay, wonderful. I really like that. I think that, you know, especially over here, there's, you know, not much education in terms of, you know, morality or just building a powerful society. So, you know, if there are if there's any teachers out there who, you know, want to get more into this topic, do you have any advice for them for how to do that?
I think the best thing should be a friend with your student. I'm very much friend with my old students, and that's why they added me in their WhatsApp group, they added me in their Facebook friend list, because they want to share with me each and everything. If you are a friend with your student, they will help, they will make you a part of their life, and they will share whatever the problems they are going through. And you can help them, you can inspire them. As already I told you, one of my students told me that, ma'am, you are inspiring me. So I think, yeah, you should be strict with the kids, with the education program and with the other learning things. But as well as you should be also a friend for them, with whom they can discuss their life problems.
Okay, thank you, Sanghamitra. I think that's an amazing answer. And, you know, just being a friend or being there for someone, you know, even if you aren't a teacher right now, that is one of the most powerful things that you can do to, you know, make someone else's day better, make your day better, and, you know, just help the overall community around you. And I certainly respect you for doing that. And, you know, one of the things that I do on this podcast is as we start to wrap things up, I always kind of end it in the same way with a final question. And it goes along the lines of this. If you could only leave the audience with one piece of actionable advice, what would it be for you?
That should be creative. Start learning every day, whether you are 8 or 18 or 18, that doesn't matter. Start learning every day from each and everything. Help a person who is outside, who is homeless. And the best thing for the teachers who are listening, be a friend with your student, and be strict, but be a friend with your student, because you can help, you can make you one of them, and you can help them in their distress.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to, let me write that down really quickly. So what I do with the show is I create some notes on my blog and on my blog post so people can read about the episode and what we talk about today. So if you're listening to this right now, I'll have some notes for the episode today so that you can, you know, take action, take the advice, and, you know, hopefully make a huge impact on your life. And Sanghamitra, I really want to thank you for coming on my show today.
Thank you so much for having me in your show, because I really enjoyed with you talking all the topics and all the things.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the pleasure is all mine. I think we provided a ton of value to the listeners out there. You know, we talked a lot about the importance of creativity. You know, I certainly learned a lot. I gained some new perspectives and ideas about, you know, going through life in the world, you know, because you've had a long career as an illustrator, and you're still learning every single day. And I really love that, in that you're doing that, because, you know, it allows you to, you know, still enjoy it, stay focused on it. And I truly respect that. And I hope that for the listeners out there, it's inspiring. It's as inspiring for you as it is inspiring for me. So thank you for coming on the show today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me in your show again.
Yeah, no problem. I'll certainly have to have you on again in the future, because I really enjoyed talking to you. And I do wish you luck with your publications and illustrations in the future, because, you know, you're already doing an amazing job, and I can't wait to see how it continues to do for you in the future. So if the audience wants to learn more about what you're doing and your projects, where could they do so at?
Okay, so they can easily Google about me, like go to Google and type about me, author and illustrator Sangamitra Dasgupta, or you can search me in Facebook, and unfortunately my name is Izzudi Firenze over there. Or you can find my books on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and type Sangamitra Dasgupta and you can find my books. For my inspirational topics, inspirational vlogs and all those things, go to www.speakersofmind.blogspot.com. You can visit my YouTube channel, that is also on the name of Sangamitra Dasgupta, where I always try to post some inspirational or art videos, whatever I want to make and share with the world. But yeah, there are so many things from where you can contact me or you can see my works.
Okay, thank you, Sangamitra. So for the listeners out there, I'm going to put all of those links below so that you can find out about Sangamitra's works, her blog, her vlog, her illustrations, and her books, so that you can see the amazing value that she's providing the world. So for everyone out there, I hope you learned as much as I did throughout this episode. I really loved talking to Sangamitra today, because we got to talk about an amazing list of topics such as creativity, the meaning of life, spirituality, education, and many other things. So once again, thank you so much for coming on today, Sangamitra.
Thank you so much again to you for having me in your show.
Yeah, thank you. The pleasure is all mine. It was an amazing experience to get to talk to you today. And for everyone out there, I'll put the links below to Sangamitra's sites and her publications and her products so that you can check those out. And until next time, we'll catch you on the next episode of the Da Vinci Mindset Podcast.